Welcome back to the Roundtable and WAMC on the Roads, a live broadcast from Hannah Arendt Center for Politics and Humanities at Bard College. A two-day conference going on. This is day two, all happening at Olin Hall at Bard and Annandale on Hudson. We continue our conversation this morning. December 4th, 2025 marks the 50th anniversary of Hannah Arendt's passing. The Hannah Arendt Center's Director of Academic Programs, Jana Motter, and co-author of Walk Her Way, will offer a guided walk around Bard campus this afternoon with also with Steve Maslow, the first chairman of the Arendt Center, to the nearby historic grave of Hannah Arendt, right here on the Bard campus. The lunchtime event offers the opportunity to engage with Arendt's legacy while enjoying fresh air and conversation and movement as participants walk together and reflect on her life and her work. We are pleased to welcome Jana Motter and Steve Maslow to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Jana, give us a sense of how this came about in your work, especially with the book "Walk Her Way." Is walking in New York City?
Correct.
And how did that come about initially?
Started about 5 years ago. I was traveling and really wanted to experience the city. I was in England at the time visiting a friend. And we were looking for travel guides. We were in bookstores and looking for travel guides and trying to find hidden gems, but experiencing the city while walking. We wanted to not just go to a landmark, be at the landmark, and then go back to our Airbnb and then go to the next stop. We just wanted to have like a full day exploration. And so we were looking at walking guides and noticed pretty quickly that there weren't a lot of women in the regular general walking guides, or it wasn't as nuanced as we would have wished some of the books would have been. So it came really out of this dream to have this book for our own travels and for our own walks. And we decided we're going to start research women. Hannah Arendt is also in the book. And so some are famous, some are known. Billie Holiday is in the book. And while we were researching, I moved to New York. We started the book in North Carolina, where we both lived at the time. Caitlin, my co-author, was in England for a semester for her studies. So we were exploring together, traveling together, came back. And the walking and the experiencing a place in the space became a really important part of the book. Instead of just listing biographies, it felt meaningful to say, we're going to go and look at the building, look at the history of the building, see where it's at. And it's been really nice going back, because even though we did not know if the book would work when we started researching it, but now being in New York City and experiencing the different neighborhoods and going on the Chinatown walk is very different from going on the Soho walk or the Harlem walk. So it really, it worked, thankfully.
So give us an idea of what people can expect or what you hope will happen as a result of the walk to this grave, this historic grave here on campus of Hannah Arendt.
Walking to me is community. It's being together outside, being in movement. We sit in rooms all day, and it's an important part of the conference to listen and to come together. But I'm always really ready to get outside during lunch. It's gorgeous here in upstate New York in October. The sun shines, and we all come back refreshed. You're all invited, by the way. We're meeting at 12:30. And yeah, Steve, I'm so happy he's joining us. I've been doing this walk now for several years as the program's director. And it's going to be a special one this year because of the anniversary.
50th anniversary of Hannah Arendt's death, as I mentioned.
If I may, just a small anecdote about Jana's book. Before I met Jana, I have a friend in New York City. She is the arch-feminist of Greenwich Village. And I was trying to find a book for her birthday, and I bought that book, and I had it wrapped on my desk, and then I was introduced to Jana, and we were talking, and she was describing her book, and I said, holy cow, I just bought that book. So anyway, I just thought I should add that.
Very, very nice. Give us a sense of what it means for you in taking that walk with others to engage and to think about the legacy.
I think that, Hannah Arendt's reputation in the 80s, after I graduated university, and I was Hannah Arendt's biographer was named Elizabeth Jungbrühl, and I was her student at Wesleyan. And at that time, if you mentioned Hannah Arendt, very rarely did people know what you were talking about. There was some controversy about Eichmann in Jerusalem, but it had already been forgotten by the 80s. Her reputation grew and grew and grew. Of course, when the revolutions broke out in the late 80s in Central Europe, her books, all of a sudden, the relevance of her writings about freedom, about the importance, about throwing off totalitarianism and so on, became, you know, very much mainstream thought. And now, I think it's fairly safe to say that she is probably in the top 10 of any discussion of 20th century philosophers that you care to mention.
You think about what it is like to visit any grave, but for the group who will be taking this walk or who will be visiting the grave even perhaps up until the anniversary of what you believe you can get out of that experience.
Well, an interesting thing about Hannah Arendt is that none of us here, I'm making a superficial guess about our ages collectively, knew her. But here we are, and there's a conference full of people next door, and we're all going to walk to her grave. Like, what is it about this woman that exerts such power that, you know, we are all doing this and so on? And then I have been able to grasp it a little bit through her students maintain that aura that I'm talking about Elizabeth Jungbrühl, and I'm especially talking about Jerry Cohn, who left us this year as well. And Jerry was not only her student, he was her literary executor, and he was very much part of the Hannah Arendt Center here. And visiting the grave, I think, enables us to come in contact with this unnamed thing that I'm talking about, this power that she exerts through her students, through the people who read her works, this community thing. If I may quote Aristotle, because Hannah Arendt did all the time, that which we have in common is what makes us friends. And it was a favorite quote of hers, by the way. I think this is something that we have in common after we either know people who knew her or we read her works and it speaks to us in a certain way, or we admire people throwing off their oppressors. And, you know, I can tell you that in even in Tehran, one of the best-selling books as we speak is The Origins of Totalitarianism, and it's illegal there.
Give us an idea, Jana, about how this is similar and different from other walks that you've taken in the sense of the individual, guided mostly by the individual, right?
Yes. It's different. I was just thinking while Steve, you were talking, how this walk has become a ritual for me, almost a tradition. Every year in October, the same week, in Hannah Arendt's birthday week, we go to the grave together. And so I look back, I've joined the Hannah Arendt Center in 2019 as a visiting scholar. So in a way, Hannah Arendt brought me to to Bard College. Now I teach here. I'm an environmental humanities. I teach classes on the Hudson River Valley art literature. My background is in literature. And actually, the first time I came to Bard was the 2017 Hannah Arendt Conference. And I was so impressed by the work of the team here, of the professors, scholars, academics, and the Bard campus community, that I was like, I want to come back and I want to teach here. And here we are. So it is, for me personally, a reminder, looking back, where things started for Hannah Arendt, her journey, her courage, her endurance. And the conference is about dark times. Hannah Arendt lived through horribly dark times that are, it's so easy to say, but to live through the days, day to day. And we're going to have a play here, a stage reading at 6 that took a snippet of those dark times and turned it into a play. I hope you can also join us for that. I saw it in December, and it's wonderful, to say the least, and inspiring. But yeah, so for me, there's a personal component when I lead this walk every October, and then it's also a reminder of our, like I said earlier, of community, because members come back every year, students work the conference, the team comes together, and then we walk together. We talk about Hannah Arendt's life in walking, and then we stand at her grave, talk about her books, her legacy, and how she continues to inspire us today, so that this life that's over at the grave is actually not over. And that feels very meaningful.
The playwright of that play and the actor who plays Hannah will be with us in the next segment. So we're looking forward to that conversation as well. I'm interested, Steve, and also in kind of bringing this full circle as to being the first chairman of the Arendt Center, and then looking at this particular conference on joy, of how the appropriateness of that, especially in these times.
Well, we are in Hannah Arendt the person, we are confronted with someone who lived through some of the darkest chapters in humanity, and yet whom Jerry Cohn, may he rest in peace, used to describe as having a genius for friendship. If you read memoirs and other people commenting on Hannah Arendt and how her students felt when they were welcomed into her home, how she kept jars of wrapped candies and fed everyone we are dealing with someone who insisted on creating joy, especially around a table, wherever she was. And I think that is why I find the topic of this year's conference appropriate in discussing Hannah Arendt.
The walk to Hannah Arendt's grave will take place at 12:30 this afternoon from Olin Hall, which is where we're broadcasting from on the campus of Bard College. And it is a tour for the Center's 17th Annual Fall Conference. You can find out more information about all the work as well as this event by going to hac.bard.org. Jana Motter and Steve Maslow, thank you so much for sharing with us. A delight to have you both here. Enjoy a gorgeous walk.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Having us.
We'll be back with more Roundtable after this short break.
Great.